This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy 3. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Extend your life with Extendover. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 17th day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, one of my private sources, if I mention his name, you would know it. He has not given me permission to use his name. He told me the following last night in a telephone conversation, that in the last week there were 3 Russian men, Caucasian Russians, in a bar back east. They were speaking in their native tongue, Russian, and nearby, close enough to overhear them, was a Native American who could understand the Russian language, listening. And, of course, the Russians thought they were speaking anonymously, or I should say privately, not anonymously, privately. And they were drinking and having a good time and laughing and laughing, and making fun of the, dumb Americans, the stupid dumb Americans. And they were also saying how on November 7th, they would find out exactly how dumb these Americans will all find out exactly how dumb they were without saying what would happen November 7th. So, that's the story. For whatever it's worth, ladies and gentlemen, just put it in the mix and do with it as you will. I doubt there's going to be any follow-up on that particular story. I have a couple of excellent people working with me to help me do marketing, to market my services as a public speaker. If you would like to join our team, you're certainly welcome to check out the details at my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show. Tonight is the meetup at the Benton Square Restaurant, tonight being Thursday the 17th. Dinner in the public dining area at 6 p.m. meeting at no charge at 7 p.m. in the upstairs private dining room at the Benton Square Restaurant, Rolla, Missouri. The topic will be preparedness. Mr. Dwayne Goodridge and Mr. Dan Sutterfield will be leading the discussion. It'll be a great evening and hope that some of you can make it there. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Reverend Tim Spencer. Reverend Spencer is a husband, father, grandfather, rancher, veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John.
Sir, we were talking yesterday, and you have a new service you're going to be offering. In fact, I'm one of your first customers, I believe, and that would be website hosting. Tell us just briefly about your website hosting service that you offer.
What we do, we offer full-service hosting. We decided that there is a little niche market for people like that are like you and me that don't have huge sites and but still have to pay huge prices. So my daughter and I opened up a server, and depending on how much space and all you need, anywhere from $60 a year to $210 a year, you can have your site hosted.
So, all right. Well, that sounds like something people should be looking into, and I encourage them to do that. How would a person contact you, Tim, if they wanted to look into this?
The best way to do it is to go through the website, agrihost.us, A-G-R-I-H-O-S-T .us.
Okay. If you would, please, I want you to, if you haven't done it, I want you to put a link on my links page so people can get there a bit easier.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Okay, please do that. Tim, we were talking last night privately about how it appears the Republicans have sold out and walked away from their stated goals to not engage in funding this government until the Obamacare was itself done away with in terms of funding, which, of course, would do away with Obamacare.
Right.
What is your take on what's going on there, sir?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think that this whole Democrat-Republican thing is a big charade. I think that whatever happens is pre-planned. The debt ceiling was a fantasy anyway. In reality, the Fed could have kept going for almost a month with the money they had on hand. They just couldn't get any more debt. But there wouldn't have been a default unless they wanted to default.
All right.
To me, the whole thing was just a charade, something to take our mind off of other things going on.
Well, it reminds me of a statement by Governor George Wallace from Alabama, who said, I think about 40-something years ago, not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties.
Well, I think he was right.
Absolutely, he was. Well, we do have a five-minute update here from our friend Thomas from the People's Republic of Nicaragua. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Real good, sir. I'm just kind of curious, what time zone are you in there, sir?
We're 2 hours behind. It would be the equivalent, I guess, of Rocky Mountain time.
Okay.
But they don't do the spring forward, fall back thing. So, I think the first Sunday in November, you guys fall back, right?
Right, right.
Saturday night to Sunday, then we will only be an hour behind. Well, I'm from the East Coast, so, you know, I have to always think in those terms, but,
I guess
I would be then on par with you.
Okay. tell us, Thomas, the economy in the United States is a massive, massive topic right now.
Yes.
I assume you have some communication with American expatriates down there. What's being discussed among the American expatriates in Nicaragua? What concerns, if any, are they expressing to you?
Well, I talked to one yesterday, and he doesn't really want to talk about it. I actually walked in on a conversation between two guys. One's from Atlanta, one's from Chicago. The guy from Atlanta's been here for, I don't know, about 15 15 years. The other one from Chicago has been here for about 8 or 9. And they were saying, you know, cash is king. And I said, well, you know, real money is gold and silver. And, you know, one turned to me and said, well, gold's at its lowest in 3 or 4 years, which is not true, but I'm not going to argue with, you know, people. And
right.
They really don't want to hear it. I mean, well, one of the guys, you know, he considers himself an anarchist, which, you know, philosophically I kind of look at myself.
Well, hold on. We'll wrap up your report when we get back from the break here, Thomas. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back right after.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 16th, 17th. What is today? The 17th day of October. We've got Thomas from Nicaragua wrapping up his report here. Let's wrap it up here, Thomas. Say your thoughts for the day.
All right. Well, I was talking to, I was talking to another American, and I warned him because he relies on his retirement and Social Security, and he's been here for 6 years, and he's from Oregon. And I warned him, I said, the Social Security payments, I wouldn't rely on those forever. And I know about, you know, I've warned people about retirement, about the government going in and stealing all of people's retirement, replacing them with worthless bonds.
Right.
it's just, you know, they watch, and, you know, the one guy from Chicago that left, that, you know, he obviously he had problems. I think he's an old hippie from the 60s, but he was an accountant and went to school for economics, and he left America, you know, back, you know, 8-9 years ago because he didn't like what was going on. You know, what exactly, I think the government, et cetera, things bothered him.
Right.
But they're not as awake, or they don't care to be as aware as I am. I keep close, you know, I keep close tabs on it since I have internet here. You know, I go to certain websites, listen to shows like yours and other shows.
Right.
Keep up just like I did when I was in America because, yeah, I told them to, you know, the country I thought that I was growing up in, because I'm 41, that I was growing up in as a child, you know, it breaks my heart to see what's going on. I realize, you know, it doesn't take a genius to read the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and understand that America's followed all 10 of those for 50, 60, 100 years maybe on some level.
That's right.
Whether it's state education for children, central bank, graduated income tax, it doesn't matter. Pick one. And what's going on now, I mean, that whole EBT thing, I think, was a dry run. As V, the economist, said, or the guerrilla economist, and, you know, others have said in articles, it's a dry run. They're going to take that away from every, you know, from the people that are on food stamps. They're going to take away all the social programs, and there's going to be riots in the streets. And I've been for years been reading about the Russian troops and the Chinese troops and in reports you've given and others, and I believe them. I mean, that's the only way they're going to be able to accomplish their goals, because I hope I'm right. I want to believe I'm right, that the military as a whole is going to rebel against, you know, the current regime in place. And any orders, really, you know, I'm sure there'll be some, but hopefully as a whole that they'll resist and stand up with the patriots.
Right.
Because
right.
If things go down, I'm coming back, because I'm sure going to help, because that's, you know, that part of me that believes, like Jefferson said, the tree of liberty has to be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots from time to time. And something's got to be done. And this is, it's gotten far beyond ridiculous. And a time for action is coming. And the civil disobedience has started, as evidenced in D.C. over the weekend with the veterans and other groups, and what's going on in the national parks. And this all needs to be resisted. And
okay,
at some point,
Okay, Thomas. Well, we appreciate your report. When you're ready to come back, give me your altitude and direction, and I'll pop white smoke when it's time to parachute.
All right.
Okay.
All right. But you know, I appreciate you let me talk a little bit. And you know, if things fall apart in America, I don't know that it would make much of a hill of beans here, because a lot of people, on some level, they grow their own food. You know, they can live without electricity. They wash their own clothes without, you know, the washing machines and dryers.
Right.
And
right.
There's a lot to be learned down here.
There is. Thomas, we appreciate your report. And go ahead and call in next week, if you would, please.
I will. You have a good one, John.
Okay. Tim, we hear these reports from people like Thomas and so forth. You know, he's in South America, down in Nicaragua, Central America. And, you know, we incorporate that into what we're hearing and seeing, which brings us back to ruralsurvival.info. People in the lower 48 especially tend to be not terribly self-sufficient on the whole as far as the mass of population compared to folks like Thomas's neighbors down there in Nicaragua. So
correct.
We have a steep learning curve, don't we, to relearn the skills of our grandparents and great-grandparents, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question about that. You know, I was thinking while I was listening to Thomas talking about his neighbors, you know, they're quite self-sufficient, able to do everything themselves. You know, it reminds me a lot of the people I know in my own family. You know, if the power goes off and next day supply system goes away, it'll be an aggravating inconvenience, but it sure ain't going to kill us.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. And that's just most people who live in the country for any period of time, especially those who grow up in the country, acquire these skills, and it's not a big deal compared to city dwellers who are have never had to go without electricity and without hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure.
That's correct. Yeah, like I said, you know, the one thing I've noticed by going through long-term power outages, either by hurricanes or, you know, ice storms here or whatever, is that people do quickly pick up on these skills. There's quite a bit of hope. You know, I remember when, you know, we went through Hurricane Hugo, all three of our kids were little. You know, I went and got water. We washed clothes in the bathtub. Now, we didn't have any running water, but I went and got water. We washed clothes in the bathtub, hung them up to dry, and everything was fine.
Well, as the saying, old saying goes, necessity is the mother of invention. We got a caller here, Tim. We got Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, Tim. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tim.
Go ahead.
You know, some of those poor, old, stupid, dumb Americans still have fairly good memories in spite of our old age, and it occurs to me that the particular date, notwithstanding the significance of the number 7 to the black-robed high Yehudi demon priest cults of the Babylonian Sumerian cults, November is actually the 9th month, following the 8th month, October, which we're in now, and the 7th month, September, which precedes it, and of course the 10th month, December, follows November, in the truth of the Creator's plan. But I recall specifically that I believe D-Day, November 7th, was the day that they invaded the Normandy beaches. And it was declared by Neville Chamber that it would be a day that would live in infamy forever.
I'm missing something here. D-Day was June 6th, 1944.
Well, maybe I'm wrong on the date, but I remember that November 7th was a day that would live in infamy forever. Maybe I'm relating.
That was December 7th, and that was Franklin Roosevelt.
Told you I was getting old and we're dumb, stupid Americans, so I apologize for that. But I am right about it being 9th and 7th, the 9th month and the 7th day on the 10-month calendar that the Creator came up with.
Okay.
And didn't Tim used to have a site called The Body Electric?
No, that was not mine, sir.
Oh, a different Tim Spencer. Okay, well, that there are more than one names, but I thank you for listening to my aged ramblings of this poor old decrepit man who...
Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
Sorry, I was wrong.
No problem. Thank you, sir. Tim, I know you're always looking for new authors for ruralsurvival.info, people that can write about any given topic that would be relative to folks having a more productive and more efficient life in the country. How would a person become an author?
Well, the easiest way is to write me, office@ruralsurvival.info.
Okay.
I do try to answer emails in a timely manner. I found some that are maybe 3 weeks old that I haven't answered last night.
Okay. Tim, we do have Bob in the hour break. We'll be back with Diane Spencer and Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 17th day of October. Freeze-dried guys, October special is something that I've been getting phone calls and emails for years asking a freeze-dry guy offered non-GMO food. Gluten-free food, well, he's finally stepped up to the plate, and he's offering these items now. And that's what's on the special this month, is non-GMO and gluten-free foods. Here's one of the many specials, I'll just mention it. 1,500 servings, this is 12 large pails, essential entree bucket unit. This has breakfast servings, entree servings, soups and drink options, 100% certified GMO-free. Now, the regular price for this delivered to your door is $2,159.99. The sale price, 20% off, $1,727.99. This sale ends October 31st. So you got an opportunity here to take advantage of this sale, get 20% off, and you get a good supply of 1,560 servings of these various foods, all non-GMO, 100% certified GMO-free. You can get all the nutritional details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Well, this second half hour, every most Thursday mornings, we do talk about the energy cleaner. We talk about health-related matters. We have our special panel together, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, my friend Tom Berryhill, our friend Diane Zerger, and, of course, Tim Spencer, to talk about the energy cleaner. We begin these discussions with the manufacturer giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom. Well, I apologize. We lost time. I will give the disclaimer in his stead. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are not doctors. We do not diagnose or treat any illness or disease. If you have an illness or disease, we suggest you seek out a healthcare professional and get a professional diagnosis of that disease. And I do say this occasionally, do not attempt the self-diagnose. That's really not a wise thing to do. That said, Diane Zerger, good morning, my dear.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Tim, and somewhere out there, good morning, Tom.
Well, Tom will be back with us, I'm sure. He's got some communication problems. So you gave me some updates privately last night. Let's hear what's going on, Diane.
Well, my friend Cindy, I'm going to talk to her today. I will make it a point to go and see her and recommend yoga or Tai Chi or some method of stretching to alleviate the pain that she is absolutely positive is a pinched nerve because it results from her sitting for too long. She's still sleeping on the energy cleaner, and it has alleviated the bursitis with the new shoes that she finally bought after 2.5 years of using crappy old shoes.
Right.
But
and Diane, this is not just for Cindy. This is for most adult Americans most of the time. We are too sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned yoga and Tai Chi because they're a gentle method as opposed to a real violent thing an athlete might do to stretch out all the muscles and tendons and ligaments. But go ahead, please.
Well, I'll go see Cindy, and per your offer, I'll tell her that she wants more information. She can feel free to call you, and you'll have a chat with her, too.
Absolutely, I would. Yeah. I'd be glad, more than glad to do that.
I got an email from my brother, John. He mentioned the energy cleaner again and how glad he is that he took it to his deployed location so that he can sleep on it, so that he can have energy, more energy than those kids who are in their 20s who are deployed to the same location with him. Now, he's 55, and they're in their 20s, and they're complaining about fatigue and how sore their muscles are when they have to do anything, and he has more energy than they have because he took his energy cleaner with him to his deployed location.
Well, good for him. The military is known to provide healthy food with lots of calories, but they don't understand nutrition like you and I do, Diane.
No.
So he's making up the difference with the energy cleaner, in my opinion.
Yes, he is, and I am so glad that he took it with him so that I can get these comments periodically from him, which is always wonderful to hear from him now that I know that he's doing okay.
I'm
going to comment on my own use of the energy cleaner, and that is that I have my aluminum screen at work on the floor folded in half so that I can tuck both of my feet into that energy cleaner during the day when I'm sitting at my desk. I finally saw a professional for my foot problem, and what I did was, because I continued to re-injure it with the plantar fasciitis, I ended up walking on the heat, on the ball of the foot for 2.5 months, and I created a problem with the metatarsal where inflammation is concerned. I cut off the circulation of blood supply. And the podiatrist told me to stay off the foot. And because he's a specialist and he came highly recommended by a coworker whom I respect and trust, I'm going to do what he said. During the day, I'm in a wheelchair, and at home, I've got crutches. And I'm going to do exactly what he said, and I'm going to stay off the foot. And do you know that within 3 days of doing this, I didn't have to take aspirin for pain?
Well, that's fantastic. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, well, if I could stop re-injuring myself, I wouldn't have these problems. But in the process of doing this, I am looking at people at work, and, boy, I am instantly catching them doing something that I am guilty of having done, that has led to the misery that I found myself in. So if I didn't have the energy cleaner, John, I don't think it would take a month and a half, which is what the podiatrist told me. I think it would take 2 to 3 months to recover from this foot injury.
Right.
And I'm hoping that I can cut down that month and a half that he said to 1 month.
I think there's a high likelihood that you would, Diane, and you can. I would urge you, and it's for everybody, pain is God's way of reminding you, don't do that.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, people my age and who were athletes, we were trained and taught to work through the pain and keep pushing. Keep pushing. And that's really not the wisest thing to do.
Now, I don't think that's what the big guy at Stairs had in mind when he gave us pain as the warning to stop and desist and do something different.
Right. I mean, obviously, if you're in combat and your life's at risk, you work through the pain and continue on. But we're not in combat right now. Yeah, in everyday pursuits, the pain is a warning to back off and give your body a chance to heal.
Yes, sir. So I'm finally going to do what the doctor ordered because it's not an MD from the AMA. It's actually a specialist who knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Those are my updates, sir.
Well, thank you, Diane. Have a great day. We appreciate you calling in.
Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Okay. Well, Tim, you've had a lifelong interaction with severe pain going back to the mid-1980s. You've taken every prescription painkiller known to mankind with the VA switching every 30 to 90 days so you would not become addicted. This is radio, and we have people who've never heard Tim Spencer speak before about your story. We haven't done this for several weeks. To kind of summarize where you were 2 years ago this month as opposed to where you are now. Where was Tim Spencer pain-wise and health-wise in October of 2011?
Well, as you know, John, I was to the point where I could barely get out of bed without help. And some mornings I had to have help just to get out of bed, to get down the stairs. And I was looking into going into what I call the VA daycare. I think they've got a different name for it down there in Poplar Bluff, that where I'd go down and stay there during the week and come home on the weekends. But I was rapidly becoming a burden on my family. You know, some days were better than others, but a majority of the time I was, you know, in pretty rough shape. But now I'm back where I was when I was 40.
So you have the same level of energy and vigor that you did when you were age 40?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your biological age now?
I'm 51.
Okay, well, I'll take that 11 years to the bank, and that's great.
Yeah.
Your situation 2 years ago this month was basically you were in the process of becoming an invalid and not able to produce and do the things that you want to do for yourself and your family.
That's correct.
And you mentioned the pain. You did not mention your pancreas. Your pancreas was damaged. You thought, and the doctors thought, destroyed by exposure to ionizing radiation on board a U.S. nuclear submarine. And they told you would never, ever again have pancreatic function.
That's
no longer the case either. What's going on there?
Well, I'm down to 40 units of insulin again. So.
Okay. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back right after the break. Stay tuned.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 17th of October. We're talking about the energy cleaner. It's a small electronic device about the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D-cell batteries, does not plug into the wall, puts out a healing signal, an electrostatic healing signal that works on every cell in your body, flushing out the toxins and bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it mitigates pain. That's how it helps heal your body. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, answered by fine young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have our panel, Tom Berryhill and Mr. Tim Spencer. We're talking about Tim's improvement with his diabetic situation, where his pancreas was damaged by ionizing radiation in the U.S. Navy on board a nuclear submarine. And Tim, you told me once that most Native American adults that you're aware of, I don't want to assign a percentage, I'll let you assign a percentage, have issues with sugar levels and by diabetes.
Yeah,
that is, I mean, I'm sorry, that's not a racist comment at all. I mean, it's 100% true. I only know of one Native American that's half-blood or greater, that's male and over 40, that does not have diabetes. And believe me, I know a bunch of people.
Well, I know, and I know there's various gatherings and meetings of these folks, and you've been active in Native American politics for a number of years. Right. I'm going to make the following offer to you that you and I work with Dr. Caudill to do a presentation at a gathering of these folks to talk about these issues of blood sugar with Native Americans and how to mitigate that and how to help people once again have normal blood sugar levels. Would that be a good thing to do, do you think?
Hard to set up, and it'd take quite a while. We need to talk about this off air, but I think it's
obviously,
a wonderful idea.
I was thinking more of incorporating it in an event that would already be taking place as opposed to a special standalone event.
Okay.
Because I agree, getting a bunch of people together is difficult. I've done that, and I understand the difficulties of that. So we can talk about that privately. In the meantime, Tim, you've got your life back. You're productive, doing the things that you want to do, cutting firewood, climbing radio towers, riding your ponies.
Yeah.
It's really fun to be, for me personally, to observe you. And when we were at that expo 2 years ago, you put on a good game face, but I could tell that basically you were in continuous pain.
There's no question about that.
That was September of 2011, and as much as you tried to disguise and put on a good game face, it was obvious to anybody paying attention that you were in continuous pain.
Well, that's, you know, and to be honest with you, I don't want to oversell this energy cleaner, and I don't want anybody to think I'm completely pain-free, because I'm not, but what I can do is move, motivate, and do things that I would not be able to do without it. You know, I'm always going to have some pain, I'm sure, but it's not the debilitating pain anymore like it used to be. Are you still there?
Go ahead, yeah, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not the debilitating pain that it used to be, where I literally couldn't function, where it hurt to breathe, not because of my lungs, but because of my back, you know. I'm way beyond that now. I'm doing great compared to what I was.
Well, we are really glad to hear that, and we appreciate your being here as you are every Thursday morning. So let's let you go and get back to your day, Tim,
and
we will talk privately soon about helping the Native Americans and their blood sugar issues.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Tim. Well, Tom, you've been manufacturing energy cleaner for 12-plus years and helping people all over the planet. We ship these to every continent except the Antarctic, and I wouldn't doubt there's a few down there. We've got 5,000 people at McMurdo Bay, and they're very bright, educated folks, the majority of them, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's several energy cleaners down there being used without our knowledge. Anyway, Tom, it's a fun way to help people, and it's a challenge to get these things manufactured. It's a cottage industry. I know you've got several people that help you up there to do this manufacturing, and I know when I place a new order, sometimes there's a 2-3 day delay while your cottage industry is getting caught up with production, isn't there?
Oh yeah, John, we just keep rolling them out, and it does get us in a bind once in a while if the orders stack up, but typically 2 or 3 days at the most, and the larger orders are out the door. So we just keep plugging away at it. You know, I have to comment, when Tim said it hurt to breathe, now, John, that's some pain. And if we were even able to help him a little bit, that's great. So I'm glad Tim's doing better. But
Well, we helped him tremendously. And he's, besides using energy cleaner, Tim has made some lifestyle changes. He's eliminated tobacco use, cut back tremendously, if not completely, on the artificial sweeteners. So he's made the necessary lifestyle changes also.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad he's doing so much better. But when I hear somebody say it hurts to breathe, now that's pain.
Yes, that's very severe and serious pain. We got a regular caller here, a regular user of the Energy Cleaner, Jim in Minnesota. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hi, John and Tom. I purchased two Energy Cleaners. My neighbor next door, she's in her 60s, and she's been on it for a week, and she told me last night that she has reduced pain upon wakening. And I said, well, we'll give you another 2 weeks, and I'll bet you the pain's gone. Severe back pain for her. My two daughters continue to prosper from their Energy Cleaner. But my dear wife has had a hip job, and she's been in a nursing home. We don't like to use that, Pyramids of Therapy Center. And she's going to have recovery when she comes home here, so I'm sure the Energy Cleaner is going to help her heal her, you know, her scar.
Absolutely.
And, my best friend, who's going into a VA hospital for a 3-day surgery to remove a blood clot from his leg up to his brain area, it's a $100,000 surgery, and I'll put him on the Energy Cleaner when he comes home. Now, this is a very serious surgery.
Absolutely. And,
so, you know, you could die from this, you know, or if it gets in your brain, you know, any portion of that clot. So it's quite a serious operation. And I thought, well, talk to his doctor. I'm sure after his surgery, it would really help the healing, because it's quite a bit of surgery to get that darn hard clot out. So, you know, we're all in our 60s and 70s, and I'm still feeling like a kid here, working like a horse, helping my daughter here around my house. We're getting everything done. She's going back to Denver. She's a commercial roofing contractor. So,
really?
Boy, did I learn about the roofing trade.
I bet.
She's on her Energy Cleaner, too, and it gives her some pain mitigation. So we're doing fine here, and we may order some more Energy Cleaners. And
Well, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, Jim. It's very evident, and I know you were the first one in your family to use it. You had some knee issues, if I recall.
Yeah, my wife and I both had knee jobs. And boy, it sure helped me heal up, and her too. And I love her dearly. I got to get rid of those darn cigarettes. That's a hard thing to do, you know. And I want her to be with me and be healthy. And
that tobacco monkey is a tough monkey to get off your back. It certainly is.
Oh God, this is from hell. That tobacco business. I'll tell you. I was raised in a fundamentalist Christian background, and they called us Holy Rollers. And thank God we didn't have any of those bad vices.
Absolutely.
So I comment.
Well, Jim, we appreciate the update, sir. Stay in touch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you very much. I'll keep you updated here as things proceed. Okay. We'll talk to you later then.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye now.
Tom, we're down to the last minute. Any final comments, sir?
Well, as I usually say, John, I think people should also consider this technology for their gardens and greenhouses, especially this time of year. A lot of folks are doing a lot of their planting and working with their greenhouses, getting ready for the winter months. And this Energy Cleaner technology will definitely increase the growing speed of
the
plants.
It will. Tom, thank you, sir. I'll be in touch privately. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. You all get your medical supplies, equipment, your Energy Cleaner now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a great, safe, fun, productive day. Be safe, and God bless America.